Give this band and praise team a great hand. Don't they do a great job of leading us into the presence of the Lord? In John chapter 5, we read the story, verses 1 through 15, where there was a lame man. Somebody say he couldn't walk. And there was this pool called the Pool of Bethesda. And so around that pool, there were five porches. Somebody say five. That's the number of grace. That's the number of the apostle. And there was this man. He had been laying there. Oh, that's my head. Somebody say, ouch. He had been laying there, the Bible says, 38 years. Somebody said, that's too long. He was lame and he laid there 38 years. And the Bible says the angel would come from heaven and touch the water and trouble the water. And then whoever was the first one to get to that pool when it was troubled would be healed and whole. And this man was there. And the angel would come and trouble the waters year after year after year. But he was still there 38 years. And when he was asked, why don't you get in the water? He said, well, I have nobody. When the water is troubled, to help me get in to the pool, to the water. I don't know about you. I would have been up there on the edge of the water. So as soon as there's trouble, I'd just fall over in it. I would have done whatever it took. But I'm not everybody. Because most folks, look at your neighbor and say, he's going to talk to you now. Tell him. Most folk, they have what we call excuses. Why they're struggling. They have excuses why they always living in a storm. They have excuses why nothing goes their way. They have excuses why they're always broke and why they're always sick. They have excuses. Well, nobody puts me in the water when the angel troubles the water, so I'm here 38 years. I'm just still sick. 38 years. You'll be there 38 more, too. Tony already preached my message, you know. What you see is what you get. What you say is what you get. You got to see what you don't see. You got to say what's not happening. Because we serve a God, the Bible says, that calls those things that are not as though they were. So let me just ask you a question today. Is there anybody here that you battle fear? You afraid? Does your life, this is where I really want to go. Does your life feel empty and barren and unfruitful? You ever feel like you try so hard, you do everything, but that there's never a harvest. There's never a fruit. There's never production. And whatever there is, it's not enough. I'm talking to somebody. Well, here's what I want to give you today. Stop holding back. We have become so reserved. Who are you trying to impress? We're so sophisticated. We're all formal. We think we go to the Lord's house and we're supposed to be real quiet and reverent. And that church is down the street. If you turned up in here, you came to a place where we want to acknowledge who God is and what he's done and how he set us free and how he turned everything around. So don't hold back. Look at your neighbor and say, don't hold back. look back at him and say, you stop. You need to stop holding back. He's talking to you. Tell him, you need to stop holding back. Because that's what folks do. They want to hold back. I need to tell you, the water is troubled today. And all you've got to do is go. Get in, go, step in, fall in, roll in. Just get in. Quit holding back. Just get in. I don't know what you're waiting on. We preach it every week. We sing it every week. We tell you every week. And I'll go to the back door to hug some folks and shake some hands and kiss some babies as they leave. And folks will go, woe is me. After we just preached and sang and shouted and tell me, please pray for me. I got this, I got that. Why didn't you get healed up in here? I don't mind praying for you again, but you got to get it sooner or later. You got to step in the water when it's troubled. You've got to lift up a hand. You've got to shout. You've got to sing. You've got to make a joyful noise. You've got to quit looking at the circumstances and thank God for who He is and what He's promised. You've got to get into a covenant relationship with the covenant keeper. So don't hold back. Stop holding back. Get into the water. Get off the shore. Wade out a little bit deeper. And here's how you do that. You start praising. You start praising. You become a praiser. You purpose in your heart that you are going to be a praiser. No matter what, no matter how you feel, no matter how hot it is, no matter how cold it is, regardless of the color of the walls or the paint on the walls or the kind of floor or carpet we have. When we first came to this place 21 years ago, this was all concrete floor. We didn't have no carpet. We did get one piece for down here. And then we finally got a few runners for the aisles. But the rest of it was just concrete. And then we got this carpet. If I'm not mistaken, the name of this carpet is called, we got it down there at Shaw down in Dalton. It's called Breakout. So every time you come in here and you stand on this carpet, you're breaking out. And this is Children of Israel, 40 years in the wilderness carpet. It's 21 years old. It's about 19 years old because we didn't get it for a couple of years. And it won't wear out. It hasn't worn out. We bought another piece for the lobby a couple years ago. And in like 3 years, it was worn out. And we got it from the same place. And it was supposed to be as good. But this, it's all over the building. It's breakout. So when you come in here, you know that you're breaking out. And the paint color, what's it called? I know that's the color. What is it called? It's got a name too like that. She don't remember and I don't remember. We'll have to look that up. But it's almost as good as breakout. So here's what we do. We start praising. In Isaiah 53, we read part of that today when we received communion. And in Isaiah 53, it was the prophet was prophesying about Jesus, about what was to come, because that was Old Testament. That was before Jesus came. It was before he was born. It was before he grew up as a man. It was before his earthly ministry started around the age of 30. It was before 3.5 years of ministry. It was before he did all the miracles. It was before he was crucified, died, was buried, and rose again. It was prophesied in Isaiah 53. Somebody say prophecy. And then we get to Isaiah chapter 4, chapter 54, one chapter after that. And so the prophecy had just come of who Jesus was going to be, what he was going to do, what he was going to do when he showed up on the earth. And then in chapter 54, he's talking to Israel. He's talking to us as spiritual Israel. He's talking to you today. And he's talking to those that have not had their breakthrough. He's talking to those that have not received their harvest. He's talking to those that have gone through some storms and some challenges and some battles. And here's what he said in verse 1. Sing, barren woman. Now, if you're barren and you're wanting to have a child, if you're in a barren season and you're wanting harvest, if you're a musician or a singer and you're wanting to be creative, you're wanting to write songs and you're not birthing any songs, you're barren, you're not happy, you're sad. If you're a business person and you're trying to build your business and grow your business or even get enough money saved up to start a business and you're always empty, you're always broke and you can't get started, you're barren. If you're going through a season that whatever you do, whatever your calling, whatever your gifts, whatever your passion, if you've been trying to do it and you've been thinking about it and you've been writing it down, you've been doing the right things, but you're still unfruitful and you are barren, you know that you don't feel like singing. You're not wanting to shout. You want to tell everybody how hard it is. I'm talking to somebody. Y'all getting real quiet. Now, y'all were shouting a little while ago, but now you just... No, when times are tough, when it's not happening like you want it to happen, and the days are passing, the months, the weeks, the years are passing, you're starting to see wrinkles in your face, and you're thinking, this should have happened a long time ago. You don't feel like shouting. You don't feel like singing. You don't feel like telling everybody how great it is. And you don't feel, everybody's in church dancing and shouting. You're going like, I just ain't feeling it. Just not feeling it right now. Well, then you need to get in the book. Because here's what the Lord said to the barren woman. Sing! I know you don't feel like singing. I know you feel like I've overlooked you and I passed you by. And I know you feel like your season is an empty, barren season. But the Lord says, sing, O barren woman, you who never bore a child, sing anyway. Burst into song. You know what he's saying? He's saying, change your attitude. Change your future by changing your attitude. Change your future by changing your confession. Change what happens tomorrow by changing what you do today. Because where you are today is a direct result of where you were yesterday and what you said yesterday about where you would be tomorrow. So what you said yesterday made a declaration. What did you say? Boy, it sure is hard. I sure am struggling. So what? Sing. 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 Oh, barren woman. Sing, oh, barren man. Sing, oh, barren church. Sing, businessman. Sing, businesswoman. Sing, family. Sing, 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 sing. Even though you never bore a child, you ought to be singing. You ought to burst into song. You wonder why your season has not changed, because you haven't changed your song. I don't even have time to preach. It's too much. Sing, burst into song, and then he said, shout, 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 shout for joy, shout for joy, shout for joy. Sing, burst into song, shout for joy. Sing a little bit, then shout a little bit. Sing a little bit, then shout a little. Sing, shout, sing, shout, sing, shout, dance, rejoice. But you're content. Watch this speaker now. You're content to just lay down by the pool 1 year, 2 year, 5 year, 10 year, 15, 20 years. I wish he'd help me. 25 years. I've been here 25 years. It looks like if the Lord was going to do it for me, he would have already done it. 30 years, 31, 32, 33. And by now, you quit believing. Yeah. You still show up. You still tell people you believe. But that passion you used to have, it's been quenched. Fire's gone out. There's no joy. There's no spring in your step. There's no song. There's no singing. There's no dancing. There's no rejoicing. There's no clapping. You say, see them over there? I used to be like that. But it didn't happen when I thought it was going to happen. Oh, did I hit somebody? It didn't happen on my schedule when I thought it was going to happen. So I gave up. I lost hope. Well, Jessica probably wished that she'd have got a $64,000 cancellation on her school bill 5 years ago or 10 years ago. But it came right on time. See, that's what you've got to remember, that what God does, it's always right on time. And if you stop singing, and if you stop shouting, and if you stop praising, and if you stop rejoicing too soon, you're the one that's going to miss out on what God wants to do. Because, listen, he has a purpose for you. He has a destiny for you. You have a devil-conquering destiny. He's written, from the foundation of the earth, he knew who you were. He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He knew before that, but he still loves you. And he had a plan and a purpose and a destiny and a future. He's put a new song in your mouth, even praise to the Lord. And you need to sing and then shout and sing. Burst into song and shout. Here's what he said. He said, shout for joy. You, not only you who never bore a child, but you who were never in labor. When you're in labor, that means it's about to happen. Say, it's time. It's time. Baby's about to come. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. But now he's talking to folk that never bore a child. And they were never in labor, but he still says, sing. Barren people, barren woman, barren man, barren business, barren church, sing. Break into song. Shout. But don't just shout for the sake of shouting. Shout for joy, even though you've never even been in labor. Watch this. If you've never been in labor, you don't know how it feels to be in labor. You can suppose, you can talk to somebody that's been in labor and say, tell me, what does it feel like? How's it? What is it? But if you've never been in labor, you really don't know. I heard what somebody said, well, Pastor, you've never been in labor, you don't know. Only women can birth child. You never read over there in Jeremiah where he said, why do I see all the men with their hands on their loins in the birthing position if they can't give birth? I may not have birthed a baby human, but I have birthed baby businesses, baby ministry, baby family, baby relationships, baby resources, a baby house to live in, a baby building for us to worship in. I gave birth to it. And everything big starts with something small called a seed. And even though you might be barren, even though you might be unfruitful, even though you can't see it now, even though everybody in your circle says it will never happen for you, you will never bear a child, you will never have fruit, you will never have a harvest, you will never have a season of increase. And even though people around you tell you that, sing. break into song. Shout for joy. Those of you who were never in labor. And watch this next part. I love this. Why should we do that? Because here comes prophecy. Somebody say prophesy. Because more are the children of the desolate woman. Let me translate. More is the fruit. More is the harvest. More is the outcome. More are the results of that barren, desolate woman than of her, the other one who had a husband and been having babies. See, you miss that. He said, sing, burst into song, shout for joy, because more are your children, greater is your harvest. Somebody say, it's on the way. Somebody said, no, it's time, it's now, it's now, it's now, it's now, it's now. We're in that season, we're in that transition season. It has started. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. We're in the last days. We're moving from the dispensation of grace. We're crossing the we've crossed the threshold. We're in the dispensation of the last days. It's here. Just look around. Read the news. See what's happening. The chip's already being given. The mark's already being, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. The Jewish rabbis are saying we are in conversation with the Messiah. Let me translate. The Messiah is not the Messiah. He is the Antichrist. He's a fake. Jewish rabbis are saying that now. They were saying that last October. He will be revealed. So here's the message. You need to start praising. Don't be afraid. Somebody says, oh, no, it's all that's coming. Tribulation stuff, all that's coming. Yeah. Yeah. Don't be afraid. We're remnant folk. We're the church. We're the praisers. We're the warriors. We're the soldiers. We're the ones he's going to work through. He saved the best for the last. The breakthrough is here. The anointing is here. There's healing in your hands. There's prophecy in your mouth. There's miracles in your life, your family, your business, your... Everything about you was built to go forward, and there's an anointing for breakthrough on you. And your harvest, your breakthrough, your production is even more than those who have been producing fruit on a regular basis. Let me translate that. You're going to pass them up. You got more. You've been saying, it's my turn. When is it going to happen for me? Anybody said that? Let me just see if I'm in the right place. Opinion poll. Anybody said, when's it going to happen for me? Am I talking to the right crowd? Raise your hand if that's you. When is it going to happen for me? I'll tell you, when you start praising. Start praising. Start praising. Start praising. There's more. Start possessing the land. Start possessing. Start praising. Don't stop praising. Keep praising. But start possessing. Isaiah 54 verse 2 and 3 says, enlarge the place of your tent. You know what that means? You have to increase your capacity to receive. Some folks will never receive more because they have not increased their capacity. They've been hung over here complaining and grumbling and murmuring like Israelites, fussing because it hasn't happened yet. You've got to increase your capacity. You've got to enlarge the place of your tent. And when you enlarge the place of the tent, the old curtains are not big enough. They're not wide enough. The old ropes that would hold it steady are not big enough. So then you have to stretch the tent curtains. Add to it, if you please. You have to lengthen your cords. Notice he said, do not hold back. There it is. It's in the Bible. Isaiah 54, 2 and 3. He says, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your curtains wide. You've got to increase your capacity for what's going to take place. He said, do not hold back, but lengthen the cords. Get longer ropes. Because as you enlarge your tent, that little short rope you had is not, it's a toy. It's a toy. It's not enough. Get you some real ropes when you start enlarging your tent. Stretch your tent curtains. Do not hold back. Lengthen the cords, he said. And then he said, strengthen the stakes. See, some of you, you go over there, you get your hammer, and you nail a little thing in the ground just a few inches. When the tent is large, enlarged, when the cords are lengthened, when they are stretched, when the curtains are stretched, when you are increasing the capacity, you've got to dig deep. You've got to put the foundation down. You've got to drive those spikes deep into the bedrock of the solid rock of the foundation of who Jesus, of Jesus Christ is. Devil trying to kill me up here today. It hit my head falling off that. Maybe I just stand still. Stand still and see the glory of God. When you don't know anything else to do, stand. Little humor. Don't hold back. Start possessing. What does that mean for me, Pastor? It has to do with your declaration and with your vision. Quit. Let me translate that. You'll love this. Stop thinking small. You're going to think. Why don't you think big? Quit thinking small. We serve the God that calls those things that are not as though they were. We serve the God who created the heavens and the earth from nothing. When he created, he stepped out on nothing because there was nothing to step out on. And he said nothing to nobody because there was nobody to say nothing to. And he said, he spoke, his words begin to create. And he said, let there be light, let there be heavens in the earth. He put the stars in the sky, the moon in the sky. He built the universe. He did it all with his word in 6 days. And on the seventh day, he rested. And he said, it is good. So we have to start making declaration. We have to change our thinking. We have to increase our capacity and stop thinking small. Get your thinking out of the box. Our thinking so many times is so small and so minuscule. We're just trying to get enough food for today. Oh, I know. That's the folks in a third world country, okay? You're trying to get enough for a week. You're trying to just get it to next paycheck. Oh, you get paid every 2 weeks? Okay, then you're living from every 2 weeks at a time. They're getting mad at me now. You want to preach a while? I done made some mad at me now because they're saying, but Pastor, you don't understand. You don't know my situation. You don't understand what I don't make. You don't understand the bills and the obligations that I have. Do you think God is restricted from blessing you by where you are now? Do you think God is limited in his power by your circumstances, by your situation? I'm just going to use you as an illustration again, Jessica. She didn't have $64,000 to pay that school bill. Do you think God was limited by the fact that she only makes so much money? She had a bill need to be paid. When Jimmy Matebi came through here from Uganda, and he was gone preaching, and his daughter got sick, and he was in Australia, and she almost died, and then they had bills that came. It was tens of thousands of dollars. He didn't have the resources, so he put his hands on the bills, and he said, "You are gone, bills." He had that British accent. "You are gone, bills. You are leaving. You are gone. Get out of here. Go, go, go. You are gone, bills. Leave my place. You are paid off and you are gone." And guess what happened? They were all canceled. We had a lady during the Sunday night fire services in the revival when Sean Foyt was here. She had cancer. Amy Mann told me this story. She told her, I probably can't remember all the details, but she was supposed to go to the doctor maybe on a Monday or something or a Wednesday, and she went, and they told her she was healed of cancer, and then she made a phone call. So you didn't even shout about that. You just let it go right over your head. They told her she was healed. And then she made a phone call to see how much she owed. And they told her, your bill's been paid. Do you remember the amount? Oh, just $115,000. Don't hold back. Somebody said, don't hold back. Don't hold back. If I could say it like the folks that wrote that song that Adam sang a little earlier about going over, I would say, don't you hold back no more. You've been holding back too long. Don't you hold back no more. Come on, somebody. Sing. Break into song. Shout for joy. Because your fruit, your harvest, is even more than those that have been working on it on a regular basis. It is your time. It is your season. It is your breakthrough. It is your turnaround. Stop holding back. Quit holding on to the pew. Stand up. Shout. Rejoice. Jump. Spin. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Nope. Yeah, there we go. Put the past behind you. Let me translate that one. Stop pouting. Start praising and stop pouting. When I was a kid, they used to say that I would stick my lip out like a back porch. And they'd laugh at me. They'd make fun. When I was pouting, I was crying and pouting. They said, look at him. He got that lip poked out like a back porch. Stop pouting, folks. Pouting never got you anywhere. The only place pouting will help you is when your mama is an enabler. You want to preach? This is my message now. Some folks are enablers. Reason you can't get free from your addictions is you hanging around the enablers. Encouragement is good. Love and support is good. But don't give somebody money to go buy their drugs. If they got a bill due, pay the bill, but don't give them money thinking they're going to pay it because they're going to use it to buy drugs and alcohol. Don't enable them. Sometimes you need tough love. That's another whole message. But put the past behind you. Stop pouting. Isaiah 54:4 says, don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. See, he's just told us to sing, to shout for joy. And you don't feel like singing and shouting for joy because you don't have any harvest. You don't have any fruit. You're still barren. You're still living in an empty place. Could I tell you the God we serve has always reached down to those that were underdogs. He's always reached down to those that had nothing. He's always reached down and lifted them up and give them up and given them strength, given them hope, given them direction. I don't care how low you are. I don't care what your past is. It doesn't matter what your circumstances. It doesn't matter what skin color you have or how much money you didn't have when you were born or which side of the tracks you were on. It really doesn't matter. Don't be afraid. Put the past behind you. He says, do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Hold your head up. You are somebody. You are greater than you think you are. You are made in the image of the Almighty God. So do not be afraid. Do not fear disgrace. Just because somebody made fun of you in the past, just because they didn't pick you on the softball team when you were 11 years old and you were the last one and the coach finally looked at you and said, all right, I guess you're on my team. Shake that off. That doesn't matter. It's not who you are. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth. Do this. Start shaking it off. Come on, shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. You will not be disgraced. You will not forget the you will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood, your barrenness, your past. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Somebody said, well, this is just for women that are going to have children and widows. No, 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 no. He's talking to all of us. He wanted you to get the picture of barrenness. He wanted you to get the picture of loneliness. He wanted you to get the picture of failure. He wanted you to see the fact that just because somebody's in a season of empty and they're in a rut, even if they've been there 38 years, I don't care if you've been there 50 years, don't hold back anymore. Put the past behind you. Start praising. Start possessing. Increase your capacity. Go to the next level. It's time. We went to Gadsden, Alabama. We pastored there 9 years. It's been a long time ago. It's been 22, 23 years ago. We had a move of God. We had a revival. We had one revival. Went 9 weeks every night except Saturday night. We had a lady in that church that came. She was an older lady. And we were praying for people to be baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. She came and stood before me, and I stopped and I said, how long have you been wanting to be filled with the Holy Ghost? She said, I've been praying and seeking to be filled with the Holy Ghost for 50 years this year. She had a wrong concept of who God was. And I told her, I said, God did not want you to wait 50 years. You didn't have to wait 50 years. Just like the man at the pool of Bethesda had been there 38 years. He didn't have to wait 38 years. We tend to make excuses when it doesn't happen on our schedule. And she told me, 50 years. And I said, do you believe that God can fill you with the Holy Ghost right now? She said, yes, sir. I said, do you believe he will? You know what she said? Well, I don't know. Because she'd been waiting 50 years, she thought. So I gave her some instruction, and I prayed for her, and I laid hands on her. She began to talk in other tongues. She got baptized in the Holy Ghost. After 50 years, because she put the past behind her, his mercies are fresh every morning. Pray this prayer with me right now. Just lift your hand. Just say, Father, anoint me from this moment forward to be a praiser no matter what. No matter what my circumstances, regardless of how I feel, regardless of what's happening in my life, no matter how bad it may seem, anoint me as a praiser. Just put your hand on your head. Just pray for yourself. Just say, anoint me in the name of Jesus as a praiser. Anoint me to sing. Anoint me to break into song. Anoint me to shout. Change my thinking. Change my mindset. Anoint me to possess the land, to start possessing everything that you have for me. Anoint me to enlarge my tent, to stretch out the cords, to increase where I am. Anoint me in the name of Jesus. Anoint me, Lord, to put the past behind me, to stop pouting. Anoint me to put fear behind me and to trust you, to put shame behind me. To trust you. Anoint me to put disgrace behind me and humiliation behind me, shame behind me, reproach behind me. In the name of Jesus, I am somebody. I am created in your image. I am created to do great things. Your anointing is upon me. Your word is in me. Your spirit has touched me. Your hand has touched me. I am going to break through. My season has changed. I'm in a new season. In the name of Jesus, I'm in a new season. I will not hold back anymore. I will be all that you've called me to be, all that you've anointed me to be. In the name of Jesus, and I give you praise. Now lift both hands and lift up a shout in the name of Jesus. Lift up a shout to him in the name of Jesus. Put your past behind you. Start praising. Be a praiser. Be a worshiper. Be a singer. Be a shouter in the name of Jesus. Do it now. Do it now like your life depended on it. Praise him now like your life depended on it. Praise him now like you know it's already happened. Begin to shout as if your money had already dropped into your account. Begin to praise him as if your healing had just touched your body. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Shout, sing, burst into song. Sing, shout, burst into song. Sing, shout, burst into song. Praise him, praise him, thank him, honor him. Stand up. Everybody, stand up. I'm not through, but let me give you this. I've just put it, just stand up. If you're going to start praising and start possessing and stop pouting and start putting the past behind you, you do that by standing in his covenant of peace and your purpose. Now, here's your promise. Get this, look at it. It's on the screen. Isaiah 54:17. Only three or four weapons that are formed against you will prosper. Well, I read it like you're thinking. But that's not what God said. See, you think, well, some weapons won't prosper, but you know, there's one or two that I really struggle with. And no. No weapon, no weapon out of hell, no weapon of the enemy, no weapon from your family, no weapon from your past, no weapon from your weakness, no weapon from your circumstances, no weapon from people you don't even know, no weapon from the culture, no weapon from the country, no weapon from politics, no weapon from government, no weapon from whatever. No weapon that is formed against you, my friend. You who are a child of God. You who are anointed. You who have started praising and started breaking into song and started shouting and started possessing. You that have put the past behind you. No weapon formed against you shall ever prosper again. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. I'm preaching better than you're shouting right there. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. Your season has changed. We are in a new season in the earth. We are remnant warriors. We are remnant people. God has raised up for such a time as this. Now watch this. Every tongue which tries to rise against you, to judge you, you shall condemn. It will stop. Condemn it. Because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Are there any servants of the Lord here? If you're a servant of the Lord, this is your heritage. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage that you have as a servant of the Lord. And your righteousness, watch this. You've been struggling. You struggle with addiction. You struggle with gambling. You struggle with drugs, with alcohol. You struggle with pornography. You struggle with lust. You struggle with whatever. You have a heritage, ma'am, sir, that your righteousness, which you're about to walk in like you've never walked in before, it's from the Lord. It's like he says, he puts righteousness on you. Doesn't mean you're blind, deaf, or dumb. But your will is the strongest force in your life. And you are anointed for such a time as this. Your righteousness is from the Lord. This, I wish I had time to preach this. No weapon formed against you will prosper. My God. So don't hold back. Because this is your time. This is your season. This is your day. Let me say it like this. Your suddenly is here. Your suddenly is here. So Joshua 3:5 said, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Last week we had a prophetic word. Dr. Shirley said, the surprises are coming. Just watch God, watch God, watch God.